好，我们今天呢继续我们的查经。
Tonight we're going to continue with our exposition of the Bible.
我们一同打开创世纪第二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24.
我们上一次已经讲到埋葬撒拉，有没有？
Last time we preached about the burial of Sarah.
你们记得吗？
Do you still remember?
亚伯兰的妻子死的时候，
when this Abraham's wife died,
就死在迦南地。
And what she died in Canaan.
迦南地就是上帝赐给亚伯兰的应许之地。
Canaan is a promised land of God to Abraham.
如果这个地是上帝赐的，
if this piece of land is given by God,
亚伯兰就可以用这块地才对。
So then Abraham can use this piece of land.
但是亚伯兰完全不愿意就这样空空的把人家地里拿来。
But totally, Abraham did not want to gain this piece of land freely.
所以亚伯兰就向赫人买了那一块地。
So to these people, he wanted to buy from them.
是400舍客勒的银子。
And buy with this amount of money.
很高的价钱。
And a high price indeed.
亚伯兰不是随便来得做免费的这些恩典。
So Abraham did not want to receive this freely.
这成了我们的榜样。
So this kind of example.
今天有很多的青年人。
Today a lot of young people.
最好什么都免费。
And the best that everything is free.
最好什么都能给他。
That everybody give us everything.
最好不必奋斗，坐享其成。
They don't have to strive and work hard, then we have something free.
三年以前。
Three years ago.
有一个很高大的山东的青年人。
There was a person, young person from Shandong,
到我们的归正学院来读书
and came to study in our seminary.
他特别来见我
and especially come to see me.
他说：“唐牧师，我就是因为听见你的一段话，我后来做工一整年，储蓄这个钱来读一个月。”
Reverend Tong, because I heard a statement from you, and that's why I work for about half a year, and I have saving for 1 month tuition. I come.
我说你在哪里听哪一段话呢？
I say, where did you heard and what statement did I say?
你在 Billy Graham Center 训练我们的时候，
at the time when you train us in Billy Graham Center,
你说你们要自己做苦工。
You say that you must work hard,
用自己血汗的钱，
and with the money coming from the sweat,
来辛苦度神学，
and with this kind of laboring, you come to study in seminary.
你们每一个字就真正生根都进去。
So that every word will be rooted in your heart.
我吓了一跳。
So I was caught with surprise.
因为美国有一些神学院给我助学金，我只要奉献做传道，人家就为我预备钱。
Because in America, many seminary would provide tuition free, and then I just come and they will accept me.
我没有见过一个传道人像你这样，你去读书，去流血流汗，去自己储蓄钱再来读神学。
I have never heard a preacher saying that he was work hard, labor, sweat before he come to the seminary.
所以我这一年呢，
so this year,
就因为你的话，
because of a statement,
我做了很苦的工，
I worked very hard and labor for it.
除了我的需用以外，我储蓄了几千块就够在你这边读一个月。
And other than my livelihood, I saved and then I can come for a month.
有的人甚至连机票给我，叫我在他们读。
Some actually want to send me free air tickets to ask me to go to their seminary to study.
心里里面感到有一些不对。
But in my heart, I feel that something is wrong.
你对我们所讲的原则是对的。
But the principle he has spoken to is right.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
一个要做传道的人。
A one who wants to be a preacher.
不肯付代价，不肯牺牲，不肯舍己，就是度了很高，教导别人。也没有真正的内容。
If you are not prepared to pay a price, you are not prepared to suffer, even though you are trained and you are a preacher, you cannot have content and help others.
这些原则在很早以前，四千年前，亚伯兰都明白了。
But all these principles, 4,000 years ago, Abraham understood.
亚伯兰埋葬了撒拉以后，
and Abraham, after he had buried Sarah,
孤独一个人过老年的生活，
he was alone leading his old age life.
接下去他要做的事是什么呢？
And what is the following that he wanted to do?
就是为他应许之子，独生子以撒。
For the promise and the only son Isaac, he want to get a wife for him.
我们现在来看他怎样处理这件事情。
So we see how that he deal with this matter.
第二十四章第一节。
Chapter 24, verse 1.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上，耶和华都赐福给他。亚伯拉罕对管理他全家最老的仆人说：“请你把手放在我大腿底下。”我要你叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓， 不要为我的儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻，你要往我本地本住去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。”仆人对他说：“倘若女子不肯跟我到这地方来，我必须将你的儿子带去回去原处之地吗？”亚伯兰对他说：“你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本住的地，对我说话，向我启示说：我要把这地赐给你的后裔，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我的儿子娶一个妻子。倘若女子不肯跟你来，我使你娶的事就与你无干了，只是不可带我的儿子回那里去。”仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿之下，为这事向他起誓。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
Father, we thank you because once again you want to teach us from the Bible. Once again, you want to have a lesson for us to learn from your word. May you open our hearts. May you open our eyes. May you open our ears and open our understanding. Speak through your servant so that even tonight itself, we know that your message is being preached to us, and then in our heart it will be rooted and we will be the doer of the words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们今天要在这一章里面思想一些很重要的原则。
Tonight in this passage we want to ponder on certain very important principles.
原来创世纪第24章单单为一件事情记载这么长的。
That this passage 24 of Genesis talk only about one single event.
就一个敬虔的父亲在家庭里面为了媳妇进入他家用意多深。
That a godly father for a daughter-in-law to come to his home, how much idea and heart he has worked for it.
亚伯兰有多少的产业他都不认为是最重要的。
Abraham, no matter how much wealth he has, he doesn't care that's important.
上帝赐给他一个独生子，他认为这是最重要的。
But God has given him only one son, and he deemed it as very important.
圣经说儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
And the Bible says that children are given by God.
所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
And also the children are given by his blessing.
我们所有的产业跟我们的儿女有什么不同的地方？
And our wealth and also our properties, what is different with that all the things.
我们的产业都是身外之物。
All our wealth is something that do not come into our life but outside our life.
儿女是我们身里面的产业。
But then these children coming from our womb and also coming from our own life.
我们所有的产业都是物质的层次。
All our wealth belonging to only the materialistic realm.
我们的儿女才是我们生命的层次。
But then our children coming from the level of our life.
我们所有的产业都是可有可无、可多可少的。
All our wealth is something expendable.
我们的儿女是永远要向上帝负责的一个产业。
But for children, it's a heritage whereby we got to be accountable to God.
我们年老的时候最大的安慰不是钱财，是我们好的儿女。
As we get old, it is not the wealth that becomes our comfort, but our children.
我们又回到上帝面前，为所有的产业，我们交账的程度不会比我们怎样教导孩子来受上帝的审判。
As we get old, as we die, as we return back to God, the accountability to wealth will not be more than our accountability to the children.
我们物质的产业跟这世界的荣华富贵，有钱都要过去。
The materialistic wealth and also the fame and also the property of the world one day shall pass.
有我们的儿女跟与我们能够与我们一样，因为遵行上帝的旨意而永远长存。
But as for our children will be like us because they are the doer of the word of God, they will live forever.
我们为我们所得到的产业，我们会受审判。
For the wealth that we gain, one day we shall be judged.
但是我们的儿女是一个唯一。自己要受上帝审判的。
But as for our children, they themselves are going to stand before God and to be judged by God.
所以我们怎么样为我们的家、为我们领受的恩典向上帝负责任
？So that as for our own family, as the grace we receive from God, how that we must be accountable to God in one day.
我们更要教导我们儿女，他们自己 怎样为领受的一切向上帝负责任。
And all the more we should teach our children so that for what we receive from God, they can be accountable to God themselves.
这样我们对儿女的态度，那个谨慎，那个小心，那个警醒，那个警惕，是非常非常重要。
So then our attitude to our children, the kind of carefulness that we want to adopt is very important.
苏格拉底对雅典人说
Socrates told the Athenians
你们劳劳碌碌要挖进雅典每一块地来得到一些黄金
That you labor hard you want to dig every single gold from this Athens
你们却失去你们的儿女有什么益处呢
But if you were to lose all your children what gain do you have
今天有很多的做父母就为了赚钱根本没有好好教导他的儿女。
Today, many of the parents, because they want to make more money, they do not care about teaching their children.
这必将成一个得不偿失的结局。
And this will become a very tragic ending whereby the reward is less than if you were to teach them.
要不然安葬了他的妻子撒拉以后。
So Abraham, after he's buried his wife Sarah,
开始处理他的孩子婚姻的事。
So he wants to deal with the marriage of his son.
这个时候他的孩子不再是一个童子。
So at this moment, his son is no more a small boy.
这个时候以撒已经40岁。
He is already grown up 40 years old.
根据旧约犹太人每一代就是一个40年。
And according to the Jews, one generation is 40 years.
40年就表示他已经成壮，他已经成熟，他可以做父亲了。
40 years meaning he has grown up, he is matured, he now is worthy to be a father.
为什么这个时候以撒还没结婚呢
Now, How come at this age he is not married yet?
那个时候人不是可以随便自己谈恋爱的。
At that time, people just cannot go into courtship themselves.
这个家族已经养成了一个孝顺父母尊长辈伟大的这个精神
Because the tribe has a spirit passed on whereby they got to honor their parents
要不然就以族长的身份要替他的孩子在澄清
So as a patriarch this Abraham want to arrange with this marriage for the son
这是亚伯兰的责任
This is the responsibility of Abraham
也是他作为长者的一个很重要的权利
And also as a patriarch as an elder this is a privilege
所以圣经说亚伯兰就造了他仆人中间最老的那一位管一切家务的那个最老的仆人到他的面前来
And so the Bible says that Abraham called the chief of the household to come before him
他就说你把你的手放在我的大腿的下面
And
我要你与我向耶和华起誓
And saying that you put your hand under my thigh and I want to make an oath to God
单单这几句话给我们看见亚伯兰做人的智慧
Even for this few statements, we can see the wisdom of Abraham.
他人格的伟大
and the great personality that he had.
这个仆人从年轻跟他一直到年老，在他家里还是个老仆人。
This servant, seeing young, has followed Abraham until he's old now.
表示他对别人正像对自己一样，是关心无微不至，而且对人的整个前途是有计划的。
Meaning that this Abraham took care of the servants and also the plan for the future of the servants.
今天在我们的公司里面，我们用怎样的原则来处理我们的员工呢？
Today in our company, what kind of principle do you employ to deal with our workers?
我们请人到我们家里做仆人的时候，我们对他的前途有没有什么计划呢？
When we hire someone to be a servant in our household, do we have a plan for the future?
很多的公司，很多的主人是可用的时候用，不能用就踢，就是这样。
Many of the company and also many of the house masters, if you can be used, they will use you. If you cannot be utilized, they will just expel with you.
因为我们认为我们的事业是一定要有的，这些员工是可有可无的。
Because we feel that our company, our enterprise is important, but these people are expendable.
只有一个好的主人才配得好的仆人。
If it's only when you have a good master, then you are worthy of good servants.
有长期关爱的人才能有长久服侍的仆人。
Only for the long term you care for the servant, then there is a servant who serve you long term.
所以约翰，这个亚伯拉罕在这件事情上他也成为我们的榜样。
So Abraham about this thing also set an example for us.
年老的仆人管理他家里一切的事情。
So this household chief now take care of everything of his household.
表示他经过长久的考验，他找到一个可信任 的仆人了。
Meaning that after a long term and long time examination, he find a very faithful servant.
有这样忠心、这样持久工作精神的仆人，要付多少代价呢？要花多少时间呢？
And faithful, and also the one who served very long time, how much time we got to spend for him?
我讲到这个地方，
when you talk about this,
我想起在印尼曾经有一个老板。
I recollect that in Indonesia there was a boss.
这个老板他所用的工人一定三个月把他辞掉。
And this boss actually was set his workers after 3 months.
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
他把这些人辞掉。
Was set them.
换一大批的工人，三个月再辞掉。
And change another batch of worker, and then was set them again.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
原来有一个条例。
Because there is a rule.
工人试用期是三个月。
The probation for the worker is 3 months.
你给他很少的薪水。
You can give them minimal wage.
等到他合格了以后。
But after they are qualified.
你把他用成正式的仆人。
When you employ them as a long-term worker.
正式工人签订的合同就要两三倍的薪水。
And the sign contract with them, you're 2 or 3 fold the wages.
所以这个人就用法律的这个漏洞。
So he used the loophole of the law.
每三个月换一批人，三换一批人。
So every 3 months you change a new match.
那这样他一直付最低的工资，节省最多的成本，他可以赚最多的钱。
So he paid the minimal wage and make also the cost low.
这是动机非常邪恶，手段非常恶劣，很残忍一个。剥削劳工的资本家。
And this motive, this mean, this way is very mean.
因为很多的工人好好做，忠心做，以为三个月以后就被录取，就可以真心，就可以长久有工作了。
Because this worker worked very hard, hopefully that they could be employed after probation.
到最后呢，总是被淘汰掉。
But finally, they all be sacked.
那么印尼很多的穷人没有工作做，都试试看，都是上他的当。
So many of these poor people in Indonesia without a job, and they said they come and try with this company, but they have been hooked.
人可以用这样的办法节省他的这个本钱。赚了钱奉献一点在教会，大家以为他最爱主。
So people use this method to cut their costs and they make a little bit of offering to the church. People thought that they love the God much.
圣经告诉我们，欺压劳工、亏待工人的人是神所不喜悦的事情。
But the Bible says that those who oppress the workers is something God is not pleased with.
亚伯兰绝对不是这种的主人。
Absolutely, this Abraham is not this kind of master.
亚伯兰曾经，圣经记载他家里有318个。
The Bible has recorded that this Abraham had 318 warriors or strong men.
这些人很多是在他家里生下来的。
And many of these people were born into their home, his home.
表示他很善待他的员工。
Meaning that he treat his worker well.
他也收纳他员工的子孙在他家里继续做工。
And also he adopted the children of these workers to work in this household.
这些仆人就在亚伯兰的保护之下，他们也很爱亚伯兰。
And all these servants under the protection of Abraham also loved the master very much.
有一次在印尼，
there was once in Indonesia,
有个烟厂，它里面几万个工人。
And there was this factory.
不是 secret, 是 secret.
Secret.
Cigarette, 这个烟厂的人
and secret factory. And at a time when this individual killed the Chinese, they want to burn this factory. And when the news traveled to them,
突然间整个工厂外面就一万多工人围绕起来。
Suddenly, this factory was surrounded more than 10,000 of the workers.
他说你们要烧，先烧死我们，你才能进去。
They said, if you want to set arson to this factory, first burn us.
因为这一个工厂的主人，
because the master, the owner of this factory,
非常照顾在他工厂里面两万多个工人，
take very good care of the more than 20,000 workers in this factory.
所以中国人是少数。
So the Chinese, the minority,
你为多数人着想的时候，你就从少数的灾难中间被除掉了。
So actually, if you take care of them, you will not be eradicated.
结果呢？
But finally,
这些工人都为他着想。
So all these workers think for his behalf. 因
为他先为他们着想。
Because he think for their behalf first.
他制定了很好的劳工的这个保护的系统。
He set up very good system to protect the workers.
所以他们的医药。
So whether the medical benefits,
养老。
whether they are pension, and the education fund for the children, he had thought all this for them.
我们不能说到处中国人被人家欺负，这些人很排华，很不对。你要想中国人多自私，没有照顾别人，然后沦落变成人仇恨的对象。
We cannot simply blame because during riot people kill Chinese. You must think that how these Chinese sometimes are so evil and so selfish. Using the least money, you deprive their labor. Of course, people will get jealous of you. They are all descendants of Adam. From this passage, I can see that Abraham is different. He trusted one person. And using until the old age. And the whole household thing he committed to this person. And wanting to give a very important responsibility to him. And add this servant to come before him. So that before Jehovah want to swore also an oath before.
这是叫你的员工，你的仆人要向上帝负责任，与你一同。
Meaning that you want your servant to be responsible before God, same like you want to be a responsible person. And Abraham said, my old servant, listen to me. Now my son is matured and grown up. So I want to send you to a faraway place to Mesopotamia. So from my hometown, I want you to get a lady for as wife for my son. Do not cheat me. According to what I instructed you. So that before God, you want to swear and also make an oath.
你不可以在本地为我的孩子娶妻子。
You cannot get a wife for my son in this place.
你要到我原来的地方去。
But go to my original place.
这句话是不是表示亚伯兰是个民族主义者，不准异族通婚呢？
Does it mean that Abraham is very nationalistic, doesn't want to have inter-racist marriage?
如果是的话，也无可厚非。
If it is so, it's something so reasonable.
因为文化、信仰。
Because the differences in culture, religion, and traditions, and especially in ancient past, this is something very understandable. But Abraham, with his own eye, he sees the corruption of these people in Canaan, how they worship, how they corrupted ethically. And since young, he was called by God because he believed in only one single God. So that how he wished this kind of spirituality or believing in one God will pass down to the son. Today, what about children? We as deacons, sometimes our children go to the dancing club. And those who love God very much, yet in the marriage of their children, they let loose. Not with Abraham. He said, go and get a wife for my son from my own race. Doesn't mean that they are always good.
也不一定,
not necessarily.
有一个传统的, 无论是信仰的、风俗的、文化的。 延续，所以这个呢，在婚姻上有基本的幸福的一些元素。
But then there's a continuity of the tradition and culture, and that's why there are some basic elements of good in it.
所以呢，这个仆人就问亚伯拉罕说。
So then this servant asked Abraham.
如果那个女孩子不要来怎么办呢？
If that woman doesn't want to come, what are we going to do?
这表示他有责任，但是他也发现责任重大。
Meaning that he has a sense of responsibility and yet know that with this responsibility there is the difficulties.
当我们承接一个任命，要我们做大事情的时候，你不要忘记，不是做大事赚大钱，是遇到大困难。 你怎么处理的这任务？
If we are being commissioned to do a very difficult job, not that you will make profit, but that when it confronts difficulty, what are we going to do?
我们不应当逃避事实。
We cannot escape from facts.
我们并不应当过分自信。
We cannot be overconfident.
我们不应当欺骗自己。
We cannot cheat our own self.
那么最好的办法是什么呢？
The best way is
你勇敢把可能想象的困难都提出来讨论。
Very briefly, you want to discuss about all imaginable and possible questions.
这就是这一段圣经教导我们的事情。
And this is what has been taught by this passage.
所以亚伯拉罕，如果那女子不要跟我来，怎么办？
And Abraham, he asked Abraham, if this woman doesn't come with me, what are we going to do?
他深知亚伯拉罕需要一个好的媳妇。
And he deeply knows that Abraham need a good daughter-in-law.
他也深知亚伯拉罕把重大的责任信任他去把他做成功。
And truly he know that the master entrusted him with a big responsibility.
但是他是很实践的知道要真正达到这个重大责任一定遇到很多的困难。
But very frankly, he know that to carry out this commission, he will confront many difficulties.
所以他就以亚伯兰讨论的中间提出了一个新的办法。
So as he discussed with Abraham, he brought up a new way.
如果那个女子不肯回来的话，
If that woman doesn't want to return with me,
我就把你的孩子带去自己去看好不好呢？
Then I will bring your son to go and see this woman. Would that be good?
他们没有想到亚伯兰说不。
But he never imagined Abraham said,
no,
you shouldn't bring my son there.
这里面到底要告诉我们什么事情？
Now what is he going to teach us with this?
亚伯兰顺服上帝的呼召是心中非常诚实很彻底而且很尽责任的。
Abraham, in his obeying to the calling of God, he wanted to do the fullest of his responsibility and he wanted to be committed.
今天很多很多的人对上帝的奉献不是如此。
Today, a lot of people to the calling of God, it's not the attitude.
我们没有断，我们没有这个什么，这个断桥破釜沉舟的这个心智。
We do not actually cut the way that's behind us to run away.
所以呢，亚伯兰说我是绝对不回去的。
So Abraham says, surely I will not return back to that place.
我甚至也不让我的儿子回去。
And I also will not allow my son to go back. Why?
神已经把我呼召出来了，出来就是出来了。
Because God has called me out, I'm out. That's it.
哇，这个心智是强得不得了。
And such is the resolution he had.
要不然75岁离开米索波达米。
At the age of 75, Abraham left Mesopotamia.
要不然175岁才死在迦南地。
At the age of 175, he died in the land of Canaan.
所以意思就是说，在175年里面。他亲耳听见上帝的呼召，过了100年，跟随主的生活。
Meaning that at the age of 75, he heard the calling of God, and for the rest of his life, he led a way that he followed the calling of God.
这一百年里面，圣经没有记载亚伯兰回去过米索波达米的地方。
And for this 100 years, the Bible never records that Abraham ever returned back to Mesopotamia.
这一百年里面也没有记载亚伯兰为自己建了一个很坚固的房子。
And also for this 100 years, the Bible never records that he built for himself a strong house.
神呼召亚伯兰说出来吧。
So when God called Abraham, Abraham, come out.
离开你的本族、你的本地、你的父家。
Leave your own tribe and your own place.
亚伯兰就这样顺服了。
Abraham obeyed and just went.
你顺服是永远不回去。
In his obedience, he never returned back.
他跟随主一百年，没有趁机会。也没有借着什么理由回去过一次。
And in following the Lord for 100 years, he never made an excuse so that for a single time he returned back to that place.
这一百年里面，亚伯兰住的就是帐篷。
So for this 100 years, he lived in tents.
这是多么伟大的顺从
！Such a mighty obedience.
亚伯兰的太太怎么会跟一个丈夫就这样顺从，从来不住房子？我也莫名其妙。
How would Abraham's wife Sarah will follow a husband who for 100 years never lived in a home but in a tent?
如果你的丈夫对你说，上帝呼召我，下个月把房子卖掉，我们做一个帐篷，天天跑来跑去住在里面。
If your husband would tell you that God has called me, that's why you want to sell a house and make a tent, we'll live there and we'll move here and there.
你会跟从他吗？
Would you follow him?
亚伯兰的妻子就这样跟亚伯兰到死。就没有再住过房子。
Abraham's wife followed Abraham in such a manner until she died, and they never lived in a house.
亚伯兰对上帝的顺从跟撒拉对亚伯兰的顺从 都是我们的榜样。
The obedience of Abraham to God and the obedience of this Sarah to the husband is our example.
所以今天要不然清楚记得他在神面前怎样蒙召，怎样顺从，他绝对不要违背在神面前所立的志向。
So today we see how Abraham knew his calling and knew how he's obedient to God. He never changed his decision.
所以他对他的仆人说：“千万千万不要把我孩子带去。”
So he told his servant, "Never, never bring my son back to that place."
神呼召我们出来就是出来。
God has called me out, and I'm out.
我们不能随便再回到原来的地方。
We cannot simply just return back to original place.
我们出了这个地方是做人客，我们是寄居的。
So we come here as a sojourner.
我们又不可以忘记不遵守神的呼召，随便与这里的人联婚。
But we can also forget the instruction coming from God that we want to get into marriage with people in this place.
这个志向是很强的。
And such a strong will that he had.
当我奉献做传道的那一天，50年以前。
On that day, that's 50 years ago when I dedicated myself to a full-time preacher.
眼泪透湿透了我整个衣服的前半边。
Tears rolled on my cheek until he's wet all my shirt.
那我奉献自己的时候
，When I dedicate myself to God,
基子文牧师就要我们跟他祷告。
Reverend Andrew G want us to pray with him.
主啊，你呼召了我。
Lord, you call me.
我顺服了你。
I obey you.
现在我奉献自己给你。
Now I dedicate myself to you.
我今天献上。
And today, when I dedicate myself,
永远献上。
It will be a forever dedication.
一世跟随你。
When I follow you,
一生一世跟随你。
For my whole life, I will follow you.
一次奉献。
For once that I dedicated,
永不收回。
Forever, I will not retreat.
那么他很强调这几句话。
So he emphasized very much on this.
这句话就打进我们的脑里面。
So all these things drain into my mind.
像这一生到今天我侍奉了五十年。
So for my whole life until today, after I've served the Lord for 50 years,
我从来没有一秒钟想回去做生意。
Not even a single second I want to return back to be a businessman.
或者有一分钟想回去发展自己的事业，多赚一点钱。
Or for a minute I want to return and have my own career.
因为如果神要我那么做，他就不呼召我了。
If God want me to be involved in that, God will not call me.
如果神已经呼召了，他就不要我回去了。
But if God has called me, God doesn't want me to return back.
要不然对他的仆人说你。你不可以把我孩子带到那边去。
So Abraham told the servant, "You never, never bring my son back to that place."
你不可以为我的孩子娶这里的女子。
Never also will you get married to a wife from this place.
所以这样两难之下
，So with these two struggles,
这个人很可能就妥协了。
So it is very easy that we compromise.
哪边娶不到，前面选一个比较像哪边的人脸色就可以了。
So you cannot get a wife from that place. Why don't you find someone here and make a compromise because they may look alike?
你叫我到新疆去娶一个老婆给你的孩子。
So you want me to go to 新疆 and get a wife for your son?
路费这么多。
And I got to spend so much on the road.
路途这么远。
And such a long journey I drive.
跟新疆人讲话我语言不通这么难。
And I do not have their lingo to speak with them.
那么好了，你给我这么多的路费给我，我就静静的就在这个川出港替你找一个人。
So you give me so much money, okay, in Portugal, I will get a wife for your son.
比较像就可以了。
As long as look alike.
我告诉你，要不然不是笨人。
Abraham is not a fool.
我们常常以为老人家很笨，其实老人家很聪明。我现在是老人家，我知道。
Many times we thought that old men are fools, but they are not because I'm old. That's why I know.
老人家不过举动慢一点，头脑很灵敏的。
The old are very slow in the action, but their mind swift.
我可以一连500个钟头对你讲东西，我不必看那个字。
I can speak for you 100 hours without looking at my manuscript.
我背的东西多得不得了。
And such many things that I memorize.
我什么都记得。就是不记得自己几岁罢了。
I've known a lot, remember a lot of things, but I forgot how old am I.
所以你能随便娶一个人的阿亚伯拉罕就是他。
So you can just make me move and say, "Oh, there is he."
亚伯拉罕说：“你从哪里来？”
Abraham asked, "Where do you come from?"
他说：“米索波达米。”
Mesopotamia.
亚伯拉罕说：“怎么你 Hokkien 腔呢？”
How can you speak with Hokkien slang?
这种一定不是米索波达米的。
You probably you are not from Mesopotamia.
所以你是骗我的。
So you cheat me.
亚伯拉罕很清楚知道。
Abraham very clearly he knows.
人可以随便乱来。
You cannot just get loose.
要不然说不能。
No, he said.
你跟我起誓。
You must make an oath with me.
上帝面前跟我起誓。
Before God, you want to make an oath with me.
我不会放过你的。
I will not let you go.
如果你乱来。
If you do not follow my instruction,
上帝的咒诅会临到你。
God's curse will befall you.
这表示要不然把孩子婚姻的事情 看得多么严重。
Meaning to the marriage of the son, he deviates very important.
今天我们的社会很进步嘛
？Today our society advanced.
4000年以前
4000 years ago.
要不然怎么样看重他后代婚姻的事情
？How Abraham deemed as important for the marriage of the son?
就是这个伟大的民族、伟大的文化，到现在还存一个敬畏神、尽责任。全世界不得不尊重的以色列文化。
It is because of that this very important culture passed to us and also the Israel culture becomes something with much esteemed.
你说人类很进步吗
？You say man as advanced.
进步进步进步，现在变成乱来一场。
But we are so much advanced, everything is in a mess.
从前父母给你结亲的很少离婚。现在自由恋爱的每年要离婚。
In the past, when parents are matchmaker, matchmaking your marriage, you never get divorced. Today, when you have your own courtship, you allow a divorce.
你说人类很进步吗？
Men, you say we advance. We are so loose in our courtship.
自由到男的要娶女的也可以，男的要跟男的结婚也可以，这个叫自由吗？
Oh, we are so free until we can male getting married to a female, even two male can get married.
你注意，凡是一个文化对性的问题也草率的。就越容易灭亡。
You will see that if a civilization is get too easy with the marriages, then it's easy that they collapse.
许多伟大的文化后来消灭。
Many of the great civilization later on they were eradicated.
就因为他们在性跟婚姻的问题上不伟大。
It is because in sex in marriages they are not great.
要不然要娶一个媳妇，为什么叫老婆人去？老婆人去呢，可能三年还没走到。
So Abraham wanted to get a wife for the son. How come he sent an old servant?
他哪里有力？
He is weak.
他要走多远的路？
And he got to walk a long way.
他老人家说我老板要为他的孩子娶媳妇，你要不要来？谁要听他的话？
And this old man would say that my boss want to have a son, a daughter, a daughter-in-law for my son. Would you go?
一个老人家会把一个少女把他骗回来，没有那样笨的女人要跟他来了。
And it would not be a woman who is so foolish to be cheated by this old man.
根本是个 mission impossible.
And it is a mission impossible.
那女孩子也不是不简单，哇，这么便宜，你叫我去我就去，好像这里找不到老公，要你把我带去，哪边才有出嫁的机会吗？
The woman would say that it would be so easy to I'm just go and I will go.
但是亚伯兰的信仰坚定，立场坚守。他绝对不要妥协。
But Abraham is very firm with his stand and his belief. He will never compromise.
所以呢，他要这一个老仆人与他在上帝面前发誓。
So he wants this servant before God to make an oath.
但这个老仆人也不是很简单的人哦。
And this old man also his wife.
他看见他的主人是很伟大，理想很崇高，但是事实。不会照你所想的那么简单的。
Seeing that the master is great, his ideal is noble, but then the practicality is not so easy.
他说勇敢提出困难，面对面与亚伯兰商讨。
So very bravely he brought forward the difficulty and face to face he discussed with the master.
今天许多时候我们为上司所给我们命令，我们说是是是是是，心里说不可能，那我们就这样静静的让。困难吞在我们自己肚子。
And many times before the boss, we dare not say anything. We everything yes, 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 and knowing that there's difficulty within us and also impossibilities, and we have the difficulty with ourselves.
我下面传道人差不多要几十个人了。
Then I have a tens of these my co-workers.
如果照需要，应该超过100个人，因为我们有49个分堂。
If according to the need, we need 100 pastors because we have 45 branches.
但是我发现，我下面的牧师传道有两种。
But then in my co-workers, there are two kinds.
一种是很开诚布公，有困难就提出来打电话。我无论在纽约在哪，他会打电话。这个事情怎么处理？唐牧师，你告诉我一些提示。我知道这些传道人以后一定上帝会用他。
For those who are very frank with the difficulty, they'll call me wherever I am and discuss with me the difficulties and know this kind of people, God will use them.
另外一些的传道人，我为什么打电话给你还要付费电话费？我想大概是这样，随便自己做，结果一个一个失败。
Another kind, you say that why should I send so much money to call you with the telephone expenses? I will do it myself.
因为你不肯跟你的上司融洽，不肯跟他好好合作。
But if you do not want to co-work with your master well,
结果呢就变成了分道扬镳，上帝的工作就做得乱七八糟。
Finally, everybody will work in their own way, and then God's work will be in a mess.
同工就是不可强人从我，不可唯我独尊，不可 固步自封才叫做同工。
To be co-workers, you cannot be close with yourself, you cannot be a dictatorial.
那么困难的又提出来了。
So when you have difficulty, bring up.
提出来是我跟你走或者你跟我走，两个都不是。
So whether I follow you or follow me, no.
我们要尊主伟大。
We must honor God as a prime.
找出困难在哪里，一同努力去解决困难。
Find out where's the difficulty together, we'll solve the problem together.
那么当必要的时候。
So when there's a need.
在没有妨碍原则的你要妥协。
When it doesn't hinder your principle, you must compromise.
这段圣经隐藏的教训多得不得。
So there are so many of the principles hidden in this passage.
亚伯拉罕啊，如果那个女人不肯回来怎么办？
Abraham, if that woman doesn't want to come back, what
do you do? 我把你的孩子带去。亚伯拉说不就是不。
Can I bring your son there? Abraham said, no, no.
那么现在变成死胡同了。
And now it's going to dead end.
他如果不肯来，
if he doesn't want to come,
我有别的办法。
I have other ways.
我叫你的孩子去。
I ask your son to go.
他亲眼看，这个漂亮，这个可以，那就可以了。
And he will see with his own eyes this good, and then that is that.
要不然呢？你看现今的女孩子，看我这个脸孔，哪里会跟我回来呢
？Abraham, you see that the woman for this seeing my old face, how would they follow me?
那你的孩子以撒这么英俊，到那边去，可能会就一面。一见就钟情啊
But your son is so beautiful and they may love in first sight and then they may want to come back.
要不然这个也不可以。
Abraham said no.
那怎么办呢
What to do now?
要不然退让他。
Abraham now compromised.
如果他不肯回来。
If she doesn't want to return.
你跟我所起的事就与你无干了。
The all that you swore with me, you are released.
灾祸也不会临到你。
And woe will not come to you.
你就没有错了。
Then there's nothing wrong with you.
这要不然也是体会人有困难的时候要怎样为他解决他的困难。
And also this, Abraham empathize with difficulty and also see how to solve the problem.
做长辈的能很了解年轻的人，年轻人不是不容易跟你同工的。
So as the elders, if you know how to sympathize and empathize with your younger workers, and they also can work with you easily.
何况这是个老仆人呢、啊、
？So this is an old servant, actually.
老仆人也有他的意见，也有他的困难，也有他的解释法。
The old servant has his view, has his difficulty, has a way of solving problems.
要不然在这里讲一个很重要的原则：你先做。不要先想困难就不做。
Abraham here bring a principle. You must do it first. Don't just first mention about difficulties and not doing it.
神的旨意临到我们身上。
So when God's will come to us.
当神的呼召到我们面前。
When God's calling come to us.
我们不要先想困难多少多少多少就想要逃避我们当尽的责任。
Do not first number all the difficulties and want to run away from the responsibility.
我先做，然后看上帝怎样为我们开路。
Do it first and see how God opens way for us.
我年轻的时候才想什么叫做为主工作呢
？When I was young, I was thinking, what do you mean by working for the Lord?
什么叫做替主做工
？When I working for the Lord,
为主侍奉呢
？Then was serving Him.
是不是上帝已经没有？办法已经没有能力做，我要帮忙他，他才做成功了。
Is it that God is powerless? God has no way out, and that's why I'm going to help him a little bit.
我很难接受这个观点。
It's very difficult for me to accept this opinion.
后来我想出
，Later I thought，
所以与神同工应该说的，我们好好安静看上帝为他自己怎么做工给我们看。
That to be co-working with God, it is that we stand still and see how God will manifest His work to us.
我们不管照他的命令。尽忠他所吩咐的。
It is according to his instruction, very faithfully we follow him.
结果真正做的不是我们，是他，他用我们做他要做的。
So the one who truly work is not us, but he work and we co-work with him.
如果我问一个人，你怎么会做归正的呢
？If I would ask a person, how can you work in the way of reformed?
他说很多人为我讲道，讲给我听，后来我明白了，我所以变成 reformed.
He said a lot of people preach to me, teach me, and later on I come to be a reformed.
那我说你这个答案不好。
I say your answer is not too good.
今天早上有个教育学博士是从 Trinity 在 Chicago。Illinois 那边毕业的。
And this morning there's a PhD graduate of education who graduated from this Trinity.
我请他到台上，我们1600个人看他跟我 interview.
I invited him to the stage and I interviewed with him. There was an audience of 600 people.
我说你是 reform 的吗
？I said, are you reform?
他说是的，我是。
He said, yes, I'm reform.
我说你怎么会变成 reform?
Then how can you be reform?
因为他说因为人人很努力传福音给我，后来我听清楚了，我就 reform 了。
And people preach me and I listened very clearly and others.And turn to be a reformed.
我说你是 reformed 的。
I say you are reformed.
你的答案不够 reformed.
Your answer is not reformed.
他说为什么呢？
Why?
Reform 真正的答案是因为上帝的主权使我变成 reform 才是真的 reform.
And in the reform answer is that because of sovereignty of God, He turned me to be a reform.
因为 reform 是讲上帝的主权嘛。
Because reform talk about sovereignty of God.
怎么你一直提人的关系呢？
How come you continue to talk about human relationship?
保罗说上帝在母腹里就拣选我。
And this Paul will say that in the womb of my mother, God has already chosen me.
保罗说在创立世界以前就预定我。
And also before the creation of God, the world, God has predestined me.
所以这个信神的主权。
So we believe in the sovereignty of God.
跟你实实在在把荣耀归给有主权的上帝。
And also that you commit the glory of God to Him because He's sovereign.
两件事结合起来。
The two things when they get integrated.
证明你不但相信 reform 的教义，你实实在在是救物，神主权在你身上。
It is only to prove that not only we believe in the reform principle, also see that the reform principle is now realized in you.
但是当上帝吩咐我们做事的时候
，But when God instructed us to do something,
我们不可先想困难而逃避责任。
We cannot first mention about difficulties and run away from our responsibility.
神先把困难给你，再替你开路，要告诉你他的能力大过所有困难给我们的拦阻。
God first give you difficulties and open a way for you so that He will enable you to see that God is the one who is sovereign.
上帝把命令赐给我们的时候
，When God has given us instructions,
他很少先把一大堆的苦难来吓我们。
Very seldom He gives us all the difficulty to frighten us.
他先把我们当尽责任的这种心智放在我们里面。
He will first put a heart of something that you want to do His work.
我们尽了我们的责任以后，把结局交给上帝。
Then after we have done our responsibility, we want to commit the result to God.
所以奥古斯丁在他书里讲一句话。
So Augustine in his book he said,
虽然我今天撒种，明天再来，耶稣再来，我还没有机会看到我撒种的收成。
Even if I were to sow the seed today and tomorrow Christ Jesus return, I cannot see the result and reap my sowing of seed.
我还是要今天撒种。
I will still sow the seed today.
我不可以制造借口。
I cannot make excuses.
因为这是我的责任。
Because this is my responsibility.
能不能收成是上帝的事情。
If I cannot harvest, there's something to do with God.
虽然我知道可能明天耶稣再来，我就没有办法看到我工作的果效。
Even though I know that tomorrow Christ Jesus may return and I cannot make a harvest, even though.
虽然如此
，Even though so，
托付我的责任，我们还是要去做。我不能管以后收成如何。
What He has committed to me, I must do it. I cannot care about the harvest for tomorrow.
所以亚伯兰就对他讲一句话。
So Abraham told him，
你尽管去吧
，Go。
如果那女孩子不肯回来
，If that woman doesn't want to come with you，
你以我所立的誓，这是与你无干。
Then you're released from the oath you make with me，
因为你做了在上帝面前以我立誓应当做的事情。
Because you have done something, you have made the oath before you and God。
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
所以要不然娶媳妇的这件事情
，So upon this thing whereby Abraham want to find a daughter-in-law，
用尽苦心
，He has also thought many ways，
照着神的旨意
，And according to the instruction of God，
照着他对上帝立誓的奉献
，And according to his calling and dedication to God，
照着所明白的所有的原则
，According to the principle that he understood，
然后他再差老仆人去
，Then only he sent this old servant。
那么下个礼拜我们就要思想
And next week you think about it，
这个老仆人去的是有没有上帝的赐福？
That this old servant, did he go with the blessing of God?
怎样能把这个女孩子带回来？
Then how would he bring this woman back?
哦，是不是带回来是带对或者带错的一个？
And did he bring a right woman back or not?
因为这些要影响以后历史的发展。
Because all this is going to affect and influence the later development of the history.
当然我们今天听明白这些原则。
How we hope that tonight we understand this principle.
开始为你自己的太太祷告。
To begin to pray for your future wife.
为你还没有结婚的配偶祷告。
And of your life partners that you have not got married yet.
或者做父母的为你下一代的分事祷告。
And as parents, you must pray for your this, future son and daughter-in-laws.
因为这是我们这个时代非常混乱的一件事。
Because this is something which is in a mess for today.
我们的婚姻不尊主伟大，怎么能得到敬虔的后代呢？
In our marriages, if you do not honor God, how would we have godly descendants?
我们对儿女的婚姻没有敬畏上帝的心做代祷的力量， 怎么会看见他们在神的旨意中间呢？
Do the marriages of our children, if we do not very godly intercede for them, how can we see God works?
亚伯拉罕尽他所能的。
Abraham has done his very best.
照着对神的顺服。
And according to his obedience to God.
照着尽忠神给他的呼召。
And according to faithfulness to the calling of God.
照着神要把以迦南地赐给他应许的信实。
And according to the faithfulness of the promise of God, wanting to give promised land Canaan to him.
照着他不要让他的孩子跟错误的人结婚。
And according to the fact that he doesn't want the son to get married to the wrong person.
他求上帝赐福。
That he pray God, God's blessing.
所以这一章的圣经呢。
So this passage.
是我们做基督徒的。
Is we as Christians.
对婚事。
To marriages,
对子孙,
to our descendants,
很重要的提醒,
it is very important reminder,
求主帮助我们,
that God will help us,
给我们不要走错一步就前功尽废了,
that you will not take a wrong path and that we are be finished in our future.
最近我对我的同工开玩笑,
and recently I joke with my co-workers,
新化人有一句话,
the Hinghua has a proverb,
一代大媳妇代代大家孙,
if you for one generation had good daughter-in-law, then you have good children to come.
所以我就娶了一个很高的太太啊。
So I married to a wife who is very tall.
是一代大媳妇代代大家孙。
And he will say that if you have a big daughter-in-law, then all your children will prosper.
甚至于孩子男的比我高大。
Even I have a son who is taller than myself.
二十岁的时候就已经一百公斤了。
At the age of 20, he is already 100 kg.
等到他结婚的时候，发现他娶一个矮矮的。
But when he got married, he married to a wife who is very short.
所以就不能代代大家孙。
So we cannot have this many many children who are tall.
我苦口婆心，我苦苦娶到大的，他娶一个小的，全部抵消掉了。
I tried my very best to marry one who is tall, but now he go and get married to one who is small. Now everything is being nullified.
是提醒你。
Such a way to remind you.
婚姻是很要紧的。
Marriage is important.
我们在婚姻的世界常常看，漂亮不漂亮，是外表适合不适合，这当然也是重要的一部分。
In marriages, we only see that whether he or she look handsome or beautiful. Now, of course, outward looking is important.
哦，事实证明很多上帝使用的人都很英俊的。
But we can prove, fact will prove that the ones used by God are all handsome.
扫罗很英俊。
Saul very handsome. David handsome.
这个以撒很英俊。
And all Isaac handsome.
利百加很美丽。
Rebecca beautiful.
这个没有错的。
Nothing wrong with it.
但是这不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important.
印尼一个牧师对我说，我当然娶老婆要娶漂亮，这样四日教就轻一点。
In Indonesia, there's a pastor who said, I want to get married to a beautiful wife so that I will take the cross less heavily.
因为传道很辛苦，回家再看那个丑八怪很辛苦。
Because you preach the gospel so hard and get, you want to go back and then see your ugly wife, more cross that you're taking.
所以在婚姻的事情上。
So upon marriages.
我们很自然的就喜欢漂亮的。
Very naturally, you want to get married to a handsome, beautiful one. Nothing wrong.
但是比这个更重要的我们要记得。
But what was more important than this, you must remember.
我们娶迦南的女子吗？
Do you want to get married to the woman from Canaan?
我们随便选一个嘛。
Just take anyone.
或者我们要到我们的本族本地地方去娶那个文化比较高尚、跟我们有共识的人呢？
Or go back to our original place so they'll get married who someone who is more civilized, more cultured.
如果他不来，我去吗？
If she doesn't want to return, would I go?
他不顺服我，我就顺服他吗？
If she doesn't to be obedient, am I going to obey her now?
不能照着上帝的原则，我就照着他的宗教的原则吗？
If she doesn't obey the instruction of God, would I go then to their traditional rules?
这些所谓的人生大事的原则，在这张圣经里面都记在下面。
All these big principles of life and marriages are recorded in this passage.
亚伯兰不会让他的老仆人随便去，随便娶一个回来就满足了。
And would not simply let his old servant go and then simply get a woman and then that's it.
他要诚实,
he must be honest.
他要忠心,
he must be faithful.
而且是在神面前发誓, 诚实忠心处理这个事情。
And even before God, he must take an oath that he wants to be faithful and loyal.
今天你这婚姻的事情,
today upon your marriage,
你是诚实的吗?
Are you honest?
你是实实在在的吗?
Are you truthfully?
你是照着真理原则行的吗?
Are you doing according to the principle of the truth?
你是没有妥协的吗?
Not compromising.
你是奉献的，你一次献上，永远不收回吗？
Are you dedicating yourself at once and for all?
你在神面前很谨慎，很严正做好了这个事。
Before God, you want to do this thing very fervently.
然后你才把老仆人差出去。
Then you will send your old servant.
那在路上，他要 执行这个命令的时候
，On the way, he when he execute this instruction,
亚伯兰对他讲一句话
，Abraham told him,
耶和华的使者必在你的路上来赐福给你。
The messenger of Jehovah upon the way will bless you.
感谢上帝
，Praise God.
下个礼拜我们继续思想。
Next week, as we continue to ponder,
这位老仆人怎么出去
？That how this old servant went out.
他怎样蒙恩
？That how he was blessed.
结果一句很重要的话出现了。
And one very important statement appeared.
上帝所预定给我主人的孩子的妻子，就是他了。
And the wife that God has preordained for my master's son is she.
所以婚姻的事情
，so upon marriages,
不要乱撞。
Don't simply go anywhere you
want. 不要一厢情愿。
Don't just love in the first sight.
不要自作主张。
Don't make your own decision.
我们祷告求上帝预定给我们孩子的。会彰显出来。
We pray that what God has preordained for our children will be manifested.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.